Lord furthers his faces. Whom has you put me? He says, declare your truth that God is amongst you. So there's no way we can teach this word and not talk about the movings of the Holy Ghost. Are you hearing? Yes, there's no way you can't talk about it. There's nothing you know in the word of God that you not say you shall be Holy Ghost. Let me show you something. Look at John 8. Are we learning something?
Yes, sir.
John 8. I understand. 2021 to somebody else to stand up exactly at this same spot. So it's the same spot now.
That spot. I think there's something.
Yeah. Something. Because at this spot now. Yeah, at this spot. Well,
don't worry. You get used to it.
Just know that. This year, I can't believe I started this year like this. Don't worry. It's good for you. Look at John 8:56. Are you learning something?
Yes,
verse 52. Then the Jews said to him, now we know that you have a demon. Abraham is dead and the prophet. And you say, if anyone gives my word, he shall never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who is dead, and our prophets are dead? Why do you make yourself out to be? In verse 54, Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It's my father who honors me, of whom you say that he is your God. Yet, you have not known him, but I know him. And if I say I do not know him, I shall be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word. Jesus goes in verse 56 and affirms his divinity. He says, in Genesis 22, he says, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad. When did that happen? On the mountain of where he called Jehovah Jireh. Genesis 22. So Jesus says in Genesis 22, it was not only the angel that was there. He says, I was there too. He says, and the same word rejoice there is the same word that got you. So Abraham did not, on the mountain, and he said, don't sacrifice your son alone. Don't sacrifice your son. There's a ram. Jesus, oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm really grateful. The writer of Hebrews says, Hebrews 11, that when he untied Isaac, he said it was a figure of how God raised Jesus from the dead. That time, you know, he tied him, he put him on the altar. He said when he untied him, it was the figure, the same thing God did when he raised Jesus from the dead. So Genesis 22 is the mountain of resurrection. Are you guys learning something?
Yes, sir.
So Abraham, when Abraham did that, Abraham said, because also in their culture, they used to offer children to God, to Molech, for sacrifices. And those children don't used to come back alive. But this one, God sacrifices, but that sacrifice comes back to life. The lamb becomes the priest. The priest normally will go and offer the lamb to God, kill it, and, you know, and the lamb just died like that. But this time around, you know what? God, Jesus is the priest. He dies as the lamb. He comes back again as a priest. Nothing is too impossible for me. God can be two in one. He can be here, there and there, and he's still God. He doesn't move one inch about who he is. Hallelujah. So on the mountain, on Jehovah Jireh, that mountain, Mount Moriah, which was almost similar to where in Exodus 3, where Moses saw that burning bush, is the same mountain. Exodus 3, Genesis 22, is the same mountain. In Exodus 3, Jesus says, when Moses sees the bush, God says, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of who? Jacob. Jesus goes in Mark 12 and says that when he says I am, he was talking about the resurrection. God is not the God of the dead, he's the God of the living. So on that same mountain, Exodus 3, God reaffirms his resurrection. So let me tell you something. Moses could not have been quiet there. He must have rejoiced. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So on the mountain or Mount Transfiguration, I'm going to say Mount Transfiguration, Mount Moriah, that's Jehovah Jireh. Bible says that Abraham rejoiced. Why did he rejoice? He rejoiced in the all-sufficiency of God. God can be here. He can be there. He can be here. And does not limit any of his power. Are you learning something?
Yes, sir.
And you say, it does not come to my church. It does not come to my church. It's not going to grow. Because your church is the church of the world. You know, people have that kind of ideas. Don't come to my church. Don't come to my church. What? Who told you that? Who told that, let me tell you something. See, if he's God, he's going to use that person wherever the person is. Their ministries will not mention their name. That will know. They will not be teaching what we are teaching. But God, they have the thing. They have the raw thing. They have the raw thing. You know the pretext, the post-text, you know the undertext, the context. Brother, when last you preached the gospel and healed the sick, you know, I don't really heal the sick and raise the dead. I'm just fighting up and down. There's no difference between you and the reformed. In our exegesis of the scriptures, we are not alienating the fact that God can still walk amongst us. Hallelujah!
God.
That God still does powerful things today. He can still allow you to see things. I mean, the Abraham knew. He knew this supernaturally, true or false. Yes, now, that God was going to raise Christ from the dead. Go back to Galatians 3. Have we learned something?
Yes, sir.
So we'll take a bit of break to drink water, and then we'll come back. Have we learned something so far?
Yes, sir.
Are we sure? They are still recording it, don't we?
Yes.
Okay. Galatians 3. So that you want to get the recording. Galatians 3, 1. It says, oh, foolish. I listened to that Zimatoria, I think, twice. I'm just walking by the road and I just played. Oh, foolish Galatians. He says, who has bewitched you? He says that you don't obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified. This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the word? By the works of the law, or by the word? By the hearing of faith? Verse 3, are you so foolish? Have you begun in the Spirit? Are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain? If indeed it was in vain. Therefore, he who supplies what? The what?
To you.
Verse 5. He who supplies what? The Spirit to you. Say, God supplies the Spirit.
God supplies.
Come on, say, God supplies the Spirit.
God supplies.
He says, he who supplies the Spirit and works miracles among you. He says, does he do it by the works of the law? Or by what? The hearing of it. He says, just as Abraham believed in God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Verse 7. Therefore, know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. And the scripture foreseen that God would justify the Gentiles. It says, preach the gospel beforehand, saying to you, all the nations shall be blessed. So then those who are of faith are blessed with believing in Abraham. Verse 10. For as many as of the works of the law are under what? The curse. What's the curse? We'll see that much later. Verse 11. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. Look at verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, and he has given to us, and verse 14, the Spirit. Hallelujah. There's no way we can talk about Christology or will not mention pneumatology. There's no way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, if you have started in the Spirit, you cannot be made complete when in the flesh. If you started by loving people, you started by, you know, serving God. He says you cannot be. You have to open it from. No, just open it. So have you learned something so far?
Yes, sir.
Next session, we'll see how we can wrap things up quickly and we can take your questions. But God is saying that, you know, he's very consistent. So Christ is not just another God. Another revelation of God. Christ is God who became a man. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And the Bible says that he's full of grace and truth. So God is full of grace and truth. And that's what God told Abraham, Moses. Let's close with this. Exodus chapter 33. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
God is full of grace and truth. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
God is gracious. Hallelujah. He is gracious. I'm a believer. I just always found. I have my principles. Principles. I'm just a very principled man. God broke up principles. I mean, God broke up principles to come and save you. How many creators become their creations? He broke all the laws. All the laws of nature. You know he did. Law of nature says that I have to sleep with a female to have a child. He broke that law. Law of nature says that when I die, I don't come back to life. He broke that law. You don't say, I'm just too principled. You're not too principled. You're very, very psycho. psycho. You don't give people second chance. When they do something to you, like, you just rub them off. No. I've learned from Jesus. I'm full of grace. I'm full of mercy. I'm full of compassion. Hallelujah. You're full of that. Amen. I don't talk to this person. You've not spoken the last 1 year. She did something to me. You're full of grace. In Exodus 33, as we gradually round up, I bring water for us. You can have some recess. You can write your questions down. We'll take it so that we can gradually end. Have we learned something so far?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I like it so that you don't say I'm not going to mention some things that I'm not mentioned.
Exodus 33, are we there?
Yes, sir.
Moses said, if I have found in verse 18, show me your glory.
Imagine when grandma would do that now.
Show me your glory. Your kabod, your doxa, your greatness, your weight. Look at what God calls his greatness. In verse 19, I will make all goodness pass before you. I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. I will have compassion on whom I have compassion upon. Just God was saying, I will be full of compassion. You know what he was saying? I was talking about Christ Jesus. John 1, I am full of grace and truth. Look at something in Exodus 34 and verse 6. 4 o'clock. Hallelujah.
It's God.
Have you learned something so far?
Yes, sir.
Exodus 34, verse 6. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, is merciful. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
He's gracious. Is this not in the Old Testament? Is this a New Testament thing?
No, sir.
Of course not. He says, he's gracious, long-suffering, and abounding in goodness and truth. Verse 7. Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation. So he says God is gracious and God is compassionate. And that's the God we serve. So go to John 1:16. Hallelujah. Woo! We are the ones that have received mercy. Hallelujah. In John 1 and verse 16, as we close for this session, it says, and of his fullness we have all received. What did he say?
Grace
for grace. Chain for chain. Charis for charis. Hallelujah. Grace means chain in the Greek, in the Hebrew. Charis in the Greek. I've received grace. So that's when that woman in John 8, she was caught in adultery. She came to meet Jesus, the giver of the law. You know, just the giver of the law? I mean, he's God now, right? The giver of the law. She was thinking, I'm going to. Jesus writes on the cloth. He looks up and says, see, go and sin no more. You know why? The children of Israel were also sinning too. You know, even with the commandment that was given, forget, God kept forgiving them. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Of course, there are punishment. You know there are punishment. We'll look at that one in second session. But God kept forgiving. He kept enduring. He kept providing. For that entire 40 days, even though they sinned, they rebelled. The God sees manna from dropping. But they were in sin, but he didn't stop it. Hallelujah. So when you see somebody come to meet you, a person is probably masturbating or is doing drugs or is into different kind of sin, prostitution, let your words be words of grace. That's why Paul said, let your words be seasoned with grace. Don't bring down people. Be like God on this earth, his representatives, speaking his words with words of peace and grace. Hallelujah.
Praise
somebody
God.
Offended you. Well, people offend me too. Hallelujah.
Praise
do I feel the pain? Ah, of course I do. But you know what? I reach out. I won't tell them. Sometimes I tell them what they do. Sometimes I just let it go. Are you learning something? And I think you should let it go too. You let the guilt go, the condemnation go, of not doing things right, the fear of the future. Why are you thinking so much about the future? Will you be rich or not be rich? Now forget. We will be rich. You know that one, Abby?
Yeah.
See, you know, Abby? Yeah. See, it's not that you will be rich. You will have a lot. Your parents will literally be begging you at some point that the money you spend on us is too much. Let that fear go away. You won't fail your exam. It probably happened before. It won't happen again. You know, because the moment devil puts those things in our head, we start thinking, what if you cannot fail it? You can't. Are you listening to me? You cannot. Yeshua says nobody passes this course. Okay. Do not give me a B. I will not fail it. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
See, don't be somebody that is too quick to accept defeat. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Oh, my God always provides. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this session. We ask that you grant to our minds as we receive the next session much wisdom and clarification in Jesus' name. So let's go for 15 minutes.